Overnight, very sad news. After 3 years of operating, Night Court at Helensvale is closing down and Bridge. Michelle Christo, one of the co-owners, joins us.
Well, Michelle's joining us from the Night Quarter, and I wish we were calling a better set of news for you, Michelle. We've been big supporters of the Helensvale Night Quarter for years, but can you please explain what has happened? Was Westfield putting the rent up so much?
Well, we had an agreement for extended term at the site that was subject to an agreement on the revised rent, and we just haven't been able to come to a mutual arrangement on what that is that makes it a viable operation.
So there's no way of staying open with the Helensvale Night Quarter, because such a popular place, definitely the north end of the Gold Coast needs the Night Quarter.
We're devastated. We've had a huge outpouring of grief and loss from all our patrons in the community. But it's just not viable when the increase is more than double.
How can they justify an increase of double and think that it's achievable for anyone to make money this way?
Well, it isn't achievable for anyone to make money, and I guess that's not their concern. But with the growth in the area, they felt that it can get better value. So even if we agreed to the lease, we still wouldn't have longevity as a business.
And it's when, I think, is it February 1 is your last day?
Yeah, 2 weeks today.
Yes, February 1 is the last day of trade. We end with a bang. It'll be an epic night with nearly 40, and a very sad night for everyone.
How hard is it, when you look at this and, you build it up from scratch? It is such a popular place. As you say, you've had some unbelievable acts there. We've done acts there. It holds some really good memories for you and everybody.
Oh, we've had some absolutely amazing memories over the last 3 years. We've actually held over 60 ticket events and just countless performances. It was everything we love about being involved in the live music industry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's not enough venues, and especially on that northern corridor. But, Michelle, I've heard from Little Birdie, and this is a great thing that you used to do, that sometimes you wouldn't ticket for an event that it would be just come for free if it was an up-and-coming artist, so you would support them, and you'd be out of pocket. But you'd do that to give up-and-coming artists an opportunity, and I just think that's so admirable.
Yeah.
Well, incubating talent is the core of our music venues like ours. And from day one, we've been committed to original live music on the Gold Coast.
Well, good on you, Michelle. Thank you for the last 3 years. Maybe you might be able to find another parcel of land around the Gold Coast and bring up the Night Quarter somewhere else. Is that potentially going to happen?
Well, we have been searching extensively for an alternate site on the Gold Coast, but we've yet to be able to secure anything suitable.
Well, let's hope the whole of the Gold FM community gets behind you.
Yeah.
It really helps out. Let's get Night Quarter up and happening again.
Yeah, there's got to be a block of land somewhere. So
exactly.
Good luck, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, thanks very much for your support. And thank you very much for your involvement in all our events over the years.
It's Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.